Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
And he don't want some wimp.
How long did it start, was it before she started talking?
Oh, she's still not talking really good. She's talking a little better all the time. Still. Yeah, it's amazing that she's talking better and better. I mean, the other night she was over there laying on the couch, and I was over there at the computer doing something. She hollered, "Granddad." You know, so she's getting to where she talks better and better all the time. Yeah. Says, "Daddy." You know, she's getting to where she says more and more. But just like Wendell yesterday, whenever she woke up from her nap, he come down carrying her in his arms, and I said, "How are y'all doing?" He said, "Well, I had to cast out a few demons." So she was all upset. I said, "Okay, no problem." You know, so he cast out demons. She was laughing. She was just happy she could be. So we don't realize how demons come to torment us. And there's no doubt, no doubt in my heart that in that incident with the trauma, that many demons entered that little girl. Because they're there, and your unconscious man and your conscious man is working in a different way in your spirit realm. And during a trauma, people will be opened up to the spirit world like they've never been opened up because of your unconsciousness. And demons will come in at that time. In fact, just like my daughter, when my daughter was 3 years old, that day that I picked up that steel beam and there was that great big old long snake laying under it. And of course, when I picked it up, my son and daughter were standing over there about far away as the piano is, the keyboard. And when I picked this up, I heard my daughter scream. And I looked over there, and she's pointing down at the ground, and I looked, and there lay a great big long snake right at my feet. Well, whenever he saw me, of course, I have dominion over him, and he knew that. Because he knew that I knew that I had dominion. So he wasn't about to get, he was trying his best to get away from me, and he was looking at me, and he's trying to run, and he ran right straight toward my daughter and son. Well, that little girl, I mean, she went into a panic. She began to scream. And of course, my son, he just stood there. Typical boy and a girl, you know. And so I had this big old long steel beam in my hand. And when I saw that snake running, I just done like this and run toward it. And I hit right in his middle or somewhere a little beyond his middle up toward his head. And he's flopping both ways. And my daughter's standing right there with the snake flopping all over the place. She's screaming bloody murder. And I said, "Amanda, honey, would you please be quiet? Daddy has the situation well in hand." As I walk down that beam and get hold of that snake by the tail. I get hold of the snake by the tail and she's screaming, and Tim said, "Daddy, that's what I call really having the situation in your hand." I never forget that day. And so I took the beam off of the snake, popped him up like this, flipped him back and snapped him and broke his neck, threw him just as far as I could out yonder, knowing he had a broken neck. And then I turned like this, and my little daughter ran to me and climbed up me like a tree. When she stopped, she was sitting around my neck. That's how scared she was. I mean, it was awesome. I have never seen a human being that scared. But her spirit opened wide open right there. And the demons of hell that were around us right there that day, the demons of fear entered my daughter. I didn't know it, but I didn't have a clue. But for years, that baby was afraid of everything. She would not go outside after dark unless I went with her. She would not spend a night with my dad and mother, not my mother, my wife's mother and daddy. She would not spend a night away from home. She wouldn't, couldn't, when she was 15 years old, she could not go to an outing with the children at school or church. She had to be at home with Daddy and Mama when it got dark. She was afraid of everything. One night when she was 15 years old, my wife came down in the house about 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and said, "Honey, something is wrong with Amanda. I cannot get her to sleep. She's laying up in the middle of her bed crying her eyes out." Okay, so I got up, put my house coat on, went up there, walked in and said, "Honey, something wrong?" "Yes, Daddy." She said, "Yes." She said, "I just know that if I died tonight, I'd go to hell to be with the devil." I said, "Honey, when you were 6.5 years old, you confessed Jesus with your mouth, and you said you believed in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead. Did you really mean that, yes or no?" "Yes, Daddy, yes. I meant that." But she said, "Daddy, I have such fear." right there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me just as clear as a bell, and he said, Amanda has a spirit of fear. Cast him out in Jesus' name. I went over and sat down on the bed, looked that little girl right in the eye, grabbed her by the shoulders. I said, you demon of hell, you spirit of fear, I command every demon of fear and every other evil spirit that's in my daughter, I command you to come out of her and go to the pit of hell, and don't you ever come back in the name of Jesus. I said, I have all power over you by what my Savior did on this cross. I said, now, Father, I ask you to fill her with the spirit of love, joy, and peace in the name of Jesus. And I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And I turned her loose, and immediately she stopped crying. Immediately she started laughing. And for the next 20 or 30 minutes, we worshiped and praised and had a great time. And the next morning at 6:30, she's getting ready to go to the bus. She comes bouncing through the house just like she had never bounced. She had never had, with a smile like she had never had. And I said, remember, honey, today, you can do a few things through Christ. She said, Dad, that's not what you told me last night. You said, I can do all things through Christ. So she said, she went out the door. I said, you're right. You didn't forget what I told you. And she went out that door. And from that day until my daughter died in that car wreck, she was not afraid of anything or anybody. One night, my wife come home after she'd got her driver's license. My wife come home and said, honey, I wish you had left a little of that fear in her. I said, why? She said, I was driving over Target last night. It's 9 o'clock just before they closed. And said, Amanda had parked way out there in the parking lot. And I said, that's Amanda's car. And said, some woman walking across. She said, I pulled in there. Sure enough, it was her. I said, honey, what are you doing parking way out here? Why didn't you park closer? She said, Mama, the Lord's with me. I don't have any fear of anything. See, what a difference it makes, huh? And then we say, well, but you know, today Christians can't have demons. Let me tell you, Christians can have demons. Now, if you disagree with that, I have an entire teaching back there called The Question and Answer, which is 6 hours long, that'll teach you about demons and how they afflict you. Yes, when you sin, you get a demon. When you doubt, you get a demon. And that's what's wrong with most of the church today. We're so infested with demons, that's why we can't grasp these mighty things of God. But when you go through a deliverance and make sure every sin's confessed, and you go through somebody in faith and cast out demons, then you begin to see a dramatic change in your life. They come to do devastating things for you. As long as they can keep your eyes blinded, you will never be able to walk in this great and awesome power. But when you get free from all them things, you must first believe there are demons. If you'd have asked me 25 years ago, as a Baptist deacon, Thurman, do you believe there's demons? Well, yeah, I believe they are. At least they used to be here when Jesus was here. I mean, they're written in the Bible. But do you believe you could have one? Well, absolutely not. Ain't no way I could have one. I mean, I'm a Christian. But one day when I'm sitting there and the Lord speaks to me and tells me I got one, and then he tells me what it is, then he tells me how to get it out of me, and I do it, and I'm instantly healed of a lifelong problem. Let me tell you, if I can have a demon, you can have one. I never believed I could have had one until that night. But that night, I believed I can have one. And since then, I've learned what they are, and since then, I've cast demons out of many people, and of course, some of those I've seen tremendous manifestations. Some of them I have not. But some of them we see awesome things happen. You know, just like the other night, after church, we had already had most of the chairs picked up. I'm praying for people, and here's a woman over here. She fell under the power of God. She's laying on the floor. Wendell's over there, and Jan's over there. That's right, Jan was there too that night. Jan was there with that woman, and whenever they were commanding the demon to leave and everything else, and all of a sudden I get through here and I look over and I say, what's going on over here? And that woman laying on the floor with her face against the floor, she said, I hate that man. I hate that voice. She makes me listen to those tapes, and I hate those tapes. Is that what she said, Jan? Isn't that amazing? Talking right out of the mouth of a Christian woman, a demon. So what do you got to do? You got to drive them out. When you drive them out, they get set free. And everything in their life changes. So if you have anything that you cannot control, I don't care what it is. If you have an appetite you can't control, and when I say appetite, that could mean many things. An appetite for lust for something, or for sex, or for food, or for anything else, if you have an appetite for something that you cannot control, you have a demon. And you need to repent of those sins and get with somebody that's able to drive those things out. And then you can get set free, and you can get free of overeating, overindulging, and all these other things. Everything you can get free of. But these forces of darkness are driving us to cause us to die early. That's their whole desire in life, is to kill your fleshly body far premature of what God plans for it to live. And we just don't realize in many ways they're getting through to us. Now then, contending with the flesh. Only the spirit is new. The body is the same. You have to deal with the body. It just keeps on wanting to do all the things it always wanted to do. All the wrong things. Paul said his body did. So don't be surprised when your body wants to do wrong. Your body will want to overeat at times. Your body will want at certain times when your body has certain desires, sexual desires, whether you're married or not. Your body will want to satisfy itself. But now then, that's when the spirit's got to take over. If you yield to the flesh, you will know you're doing wrong, but you'll be like so many people I run into. I'm in the church, yes, I'm born again, and here's my daughter or son, whichever, I've seen it both ways many times. And I said, oh, and your daughter? Oh, you got a grandbaby? Yeah. I said, honey, where's your husband? Well, I don't have one. Oh, you've divorced. No, I never had one. You live with a guy at a wedlock? Well, yeah, what's wrong with that? These people are in the church. Give me a break. How can you be in a church and you not know that sexual activity outside of wedlock is wrong? What are we teaching our young people today? Obviously the wrong things. Not what God says, that's for sure. Now then, if they were like Cheryl Anderson, see, Cheryl didn't know this either. But Cheryl, when Cheryl comes to my healing school in June a year ago, she found out that she had an incurable demon that she got when she went to bed with a young man when she was 24 years old. Now, she's only lived with that miserable beast for 30 years. Miserable. Incurable. Venereal disease.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.